You're an old friend, are you?
Well, it kind of depends on your definition.
Hello, gentlemen.
All of us have waited long enough for this.
You deserve to be free of Klaus. We all do.
Your bodies remain helpless, and your minds remain here.
Today you die, and with your sire lines torn from you, you die alone.
The Originals, all new this Friday at 9, 8 central on the CW.
What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. As you can see, I'm finally back. Going to be talking about The Originals. Woo! Like, I'm like seriously behind. But you know what? It's because I really like the show, because I really like New Orleans also. I frequent New Orleans quite a bit, and I'm a fan of the show, a fan of the city, and it's just one of those things where I just sometimes I like watching The Originals. I like to binge. And bam, and bam, and bam, and bam, and bam. So that's where I'm at right now. I want to talk about the episode, A Streetcar Named Desire, that actually aired, February 26th? Woo! And it's May right now, so go figure. What I'm going to do is, I'm picking up my phone right now, and I actually have my Good Shows app opened, because I wrote a review, a little sum-sum, about this. Before, what's going on here? I wrote it here. Let's see, how long ago did I write it here? 4 days ago. So yeah, so if you got an iPhone, you should get on it. If you're a fan of, you remember TV Tag and Get Glue? I always talk about this app because I really enjoy it, and the people on it are really cool. It's got a cool community. So let me look at and see what I got here. Part two of the Vampire Diaries crossover. Man, what an episode. Yeah, I definitely liked it. I liked the Vampire Diaries first part one, and this was part two. You know, Stefan is here in New Orleans, running away from Reyna Cruz, who happens to be a total badass. I put here, first, there was a lot of hotness in this episode, I wrote. Emojicon with hearts in the eyes, Aurora. She is a little chemically imbalanced, and she's a little cuckoo, but man, she's hot. I could oversee the little craziness because she's so hot. The next one, another Mojicon with hearts in the eyes. Haley. Haley is, she's sexy. She's hot. You know, she's a werewolf and a vampire. She's just badass. I mean, what's not to like about her? The next one I have, I have another Mojicon with hearts in it. These three names are right under each other. Davina. I've been a big fan of Davina since, I just love her. I want to have her babies. And then I put in here, just perfect, right? The last 15, 20 minutes, pretty damn insane. Loved when Elijah and Klaus came back to the living. Time to eat some witches. Except for my baby girl, Davina. Yeah, I'm very glad nothing happened to her, because I would have lost my shit if something would happen to Davina. Now that Cole is back, will she be in a better mood? Will he want to see Freya? Yeah, because Davina's been kind of like in a little poo-poo, you know, she's been a little snatchy, right? So now that Cole's back, I think, and I know fans of The Originals and The Vampire Diaries, that's what she's been wanting. She's been wanting Cole. She's been, and I totally agree, but still, she's been a little snatch faced to Marcel. So let's see here. And then will Cole want to see Freya? Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing, you know, because I don't think he's seen her or met her in like many years. So that's going to be interesting. And I put on here, oh, I can't forget about Reyna Cruz. She's just a total badass. And I put a little sword emojicon by there as well. And then I put great action, good stuff. I'm a happy camper. This episode, I was a happy camper. It was good. The sire line has been broken with Klaus, so that's going to be some drama. Because now Klaus is going to have to, I mean, he doesn't have an army to protect him, because the army doesn't want to die. So that's why they protect Klaus. Now that Klaus's line is broken, we're going to be in some, yeah, Klaus is going to be in some deep poo-poo. So, what did I give this episode? I gave this episode a 5 out of 5. Let me see if anybody else wrote anything else for this episode. So I'm scrolling down, and let me see. Let's see here. Did anybody else write a review besides me? Yes, we do. We have, let's see here. X01C, awesome. I never understood the brotherly bond until Klaus and Elijah. They're vicious when it comes to protecting each other, quote unquote. That was a quote there. Quote, you are a deranged and ridiculous child, unquote. Stefan in crossover, I love it. This episode was so intense that I ate almost a whole bag of chocolate. And then she put a lot of laughing emojicons. My God. What a show. I don't have my glasses. I just so want the week to be gone already. What great writing, action, breathtaking. I will remain forever a Klaus fan, but heck, what a powerful episode. If you like the genre, a must watch as usual. Totally agree with you. And I liked the comment. So that's it for this episode. I'm trying to catch up. I'm about to talk the originals and old friend Cole's that aired on March 4th, but that's going to come up soon. All right, people. So everybody have a great weekend. That's it for my review. I'm going to try to knock out some more before I have to go to work. All right, people. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.